You Californians may not know about it, but because it's a Colorado thing, but Aspen Glow refers to the gleaming glow of gold that lights aspen leaves like pink lanterns on Rocky Mountain slopes in autumn. In ordinary times, one must wait a while and travel afar to behold it. But this is no ordinary time. You do not have to make like a tree and leave to see it. Right here, near and now, Aspen Glow is a parent. Actually, aspen's parents are aglow. I refer, of course, to the glow of Sean and Katie Burnham over the birth of their new daughter, Aspen Isabel Burnham, on February 11th, 2009, weighing 6 pounds, 7 ounces. Our gratitude and gladness are rooted in the grace and favor of God, and we must pray that by His grace, Aspen will grow into an oak of righteousness. We desire for her what Paul describes in Colossians 2, 6 and 7, that as she receives Christ Jesus the Lord, so she will walk in Him, having been firmly rooted and being built up in Him and established in her faith and overflowing with gratitude. And by the way, the baby shower's still on for tomorrow night. You better check your email, though, in case the schedule will be modified at the last minute. But plans are still on for the shower tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. at the McHenrys. Let's begin with prayer. Our Father, we thank You for Your many mercies and kindnesses to us. We thank You especially that You've surrounded us with songs of deliverance through Christ. You've delivered us from our sin and guilt. You've given us a full pardon. You've given us His perfect righteousness. You've given us friendship with You and reconciliation. I pray that we would come glad for all those gospel benefits. Pray that we'd come comforted by them, that we would grow in grace through our meeting today, that You will draw near to us through the Word. And we ask for Your blessing on our time in Christ's name. Amen.